Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is the second hour, the 4 o'clock hour here on this Thursday. And I want to connect us here to the newsmaker line because standing by there, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Boatwright with the 122nd Fighter Wing. And we're going to talk about our return to the world of the air show, Air Show 2022. And Lieutenant Colonel Boatwright, first of all, thanks for being here. But it looks like we're headed to a fantastic air show this year.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we are. I think this is probably one of the best set of performers and displays we've had out here in the last, you know, it's our fourth air show in the last decade. And I think performance-wise, this is probably our best.
Wow, that's awesome. I know the Thunderbirds are coming back, and they have really endeared themselves to the Fort Wayne area. I know the last time they were here for an air show, they were incredible, absolutely incredible. Both days, the air show is a Saturday and a Sunday, and this year that's June the 4th and the 5th out there at the 122nd Fighter Wing, and it is just absolutely an incredible thing that they do there. I need you to do one favor for me. Pass the word on to the Thunderbirds. If they do that thing again where all the planes pass each other in the middle of the runway, and I don't notice that one's missing, and all at once it comes screaming over really low over my head from behind, I'm going to charge them for the heart surgery, okay?
So, I know, right? It's a loud airplane.
It is. It's just a whole lot. So what's going to happen is, and folks need to know this, that we've tried to make this as easy for them as possible. They have free admission into the air show. They have free admission into the general parking. And if I'll just run through it here and then let you hang on the stuff here. If they come in from I-69 and they come in Airport Expressway, if they turn on Ardmore, where they're heading to the airport, as they begin to make the curve to the left to pass in front of the terminal, right there on the right side of the street is the north park and ride area. It's where a lot of the parking is going on right now for the people working on the airport expansion. And then if they come and they're on Bluffton Road, as they come up Bluffton Road, if they turn left on Winters before they get to the airport, if they turn left on Winters, they'll be at the south parking lot. And from what I understand, Lieutenant Colonel, the parking is free. And also, we will have shuttles that will begin at about 9 in the morning and keep running through the balance of the air show.
Yes, that is correct. And you're spot on with both ways to get to the parking, whether it's 69 to Airport Expressway or 469 from the south up Bluffton to get to the south lot. You
are correct. And people need to know that north of Ferguson Road, which is the road that runs in front of the airport, north of that, the road is blocked between there and the Airport Expressway. So they need to find a way to come in Ferguson Road from the east or come around the 469 loop and come up Bluffton Road and then again turn left on Winters Road. So it looks like it's going to be an incredible air show. Now, in addition to the Thunderbirds, do we know of anybody else that's going to participate in the show?
Yeah, you bet. We have, first, you're spot on with everything as far as it is a free air show for the general public, and it is free parking for everybody.
Which is awesome.
You know, Fort Wayne has done so much for the 122nd with their support, not to mention a lot of the men and women at the 122nd.
Right.
Grew up in this community and from Northeast Indiana. So this is one of the few ways we really have to say thank you to Fort Wayne and kind of let them, invite them out, get them on the base, see what we do. So with that, besides the Thunderbirds, we have our own A-10s, four ship of our A-10 Warthogs will be flying, and they'll do a combat search and rescue demo exercise.
That's
and that
cool.
will be paired with the Indiana Army National Guard Blackhawk helicopter. So you'll see that demo.
Okay, that's awesome.
We've got Navy supporting with the Super Hornet demo team, the F-18 Super Hornet, so they'll be out there. Special Operations Command, paracommandos, they'll do two jumps Saturday, Sunday, and right now, as long as weather permits and winds permit, we hope to have them jump over downtown Fort Wayne Friday night.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
For that Friday night event.
Yeah, because there's a Friday night event that you all are doing at the landing, and that is also free. But you're hoping that the weather permitting, they can dive right into that and be coming down right there where everybody is downtown. That would be absolutely amazing.
That would be neat. They're a lot more aggressive than I would be. No, I don't parachute. The last thing I would do is jump out of an airplane, right? But they're good. They're the pros. They're with Special Ops Command. And so, yeah, that's their plan. The Friday night event is right down at the landing. you know, the landing already does the first Friday.
Right.
So they've got a band, the beer tent, it's roped off. And so we're also joining up with them for a Meet the Performers event where we'll have the Thunderbirds out there. A lot of the performers, hopefully all the performers that are coming in for the air show will be down there. And it's a good chance for everyone to kind of mingle with the community, mingle with the performers, listen to the band, watch the SOCOM Paracommandos jump out. And then right after sunset, we have a kind of a pyrotechnics airplane that will go up and fly over downtown with sparklers and lights. And it's a neat night show.
Now, a little bird told me that jet truck, Shockwave, is going to be here again. That thing is nuts.
Oh, it is. I think it has an F4 engine or something like that on it. But it is. Yeah, you bet. He's driving up. Not driving that. He's trailing that up, of course.
Yeah.
Current fuel prices.
Yeah, he goes shooting down the runway, and he's at least a football field away from the people in the crowd, and you can feel the heat from that stupid thing.
The heat, the smoke, the noise. It's a cool truck.
Yeah.
Very fast, and he'll probably race one of the airplanes down the runway.
Yeah, it's almost like you got into a fight with your wife. You know, heat, smoke. And then they do that thing also there, Lieutenant Colonel, like you just said, where he and an airplane race each other down the runway, which is nuts. It's absolutely crazy what they do, and it's just wild to see it all. I'm 68 years old next month, and I'm still a kid when it comes to this stuff. I can't get enough of it.
Oh, they're great. And we took a couple of our airplanes out to Dover last weekend. And still, every time I see the Thunderbirds fly or even the civilian aircraft fly, like you can't help but watch.
Yeah.
It's a neat experience.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about the A-10s because, you know, I know that we've gotten used to them in Fort Wayne, but one thing I don't ever want Fort Wayne to forget, if you know a guy who's ever been in combat and on the ground, they like nothing better to have over their head than A-10s. Those things are like flying tanks. And those guns built into the front of those things, I mean, they can split a combat truck in half, because they can come in slow, it's like having 1,000 more soldiers just above them there on the fighting field.
It is, and you'll be able to see that. So you'll be able, you know, when we fly, you'll be able to see good battlefield tracking and the tight turn radius, the performance it has. Though somewhat minimal compared to most fighters, it does have the ability to get where it needs to go and survive.
Yeah.
And we'll have several of those on static display that you can walk around and take a look at and see the gun up close.
Yeah. Now, the static display is always really cool to me. I know you're going to have a C-17 Globemaster there. And I remember I was talking to the guy 3 or 4 years ago out there, and he asked the square footage of my house that we lived in at the time. And I found out we could put 4 of my houses inside the thing. And they could still take off. And then a jet that's been around since, what, the 50s, the B-52 from Barksdale. We're going to have a B-52 here. That's going to be amazing. And then the Osprey, which is that's a rotor-up helicopter, combination helicopter plane. Those things are amazing.
They are. Airplane, helicopter. I'm not sure which one it is, a little bit of both.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the deal.
B-5,
yeah,
which is our largest cargo aircraft that they'll open up the nose, open up the tail, and you can walk all the way through it. And that one, I don't know if it's 3-4 football fields inside there, what it is, but it's a big airplane. That'll be right in the middle of the ramp.
That is just crazy. Now, let's talk real quick about the timing on the Friday night event, which again is down on the landing. What time does that start?
I believe the band starts at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Kind of opens up around 5:30, 5:45 in their setup, but band starts at 6 p.m. and plays till 8 p.m. And I'm guessing with sunset times around 9:30 is when the night aerobatics pyrotechnic airplane will fly. And I think at 6 p.m. when the band starts is when SOCOM is hoping to be able to jump out of a Chinook.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That's going to be very, 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 very cool. If it's been a few years since you all went to an air show, that's true for all of us. COVID, you know, hit that too. But now let's get beyond COVID. Let's get behind the 122nd, and let's get behind Lieutenant Colonel Scott Boatwright, who basically is helping put together the air show this year for the 122nd. It's going to be an extraordinary weekend. Friday night on June the 3rd, that's when everybody will be downtown at the landing. Again, the band starts at 6:00. And then the aerobatics and everything will probably start, you know, when it starts getting dark and all that stuff. It's going to be pretty amazing to see all that. And then on June the 4th and the 5th, Saturday and Sunday, that's free. The show starts at 11 a.m., is that right?
Yes. The gates open at 9 o'clock. Flying will start around 11 o'clock.
Okay, there you go. And you come in, you'll see everything. It, because of the way the air show is laid out, because of where they have the seating and the tents and all of that, you can't be anywhere out there on the tarmac that you won't see everything that there is to see. So let's make sure you're there. I'll be out there. I know the Lieutenant Colonel will be out there. So let's hope you'll be out there. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Boatwright, sir, this is our first time to talk. I appreciate it very, very much. And we look forward to talking to you again, either you or one of your compadres, one day next week as we get a few days closer. But for today, thank you so very much for your time, and thank you for the efforts that you're putting forward for Fort Wayne and our air show.
You bet. I appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
Podcasts by Federated Media.